Everyone, this is the B&H Family Radio Show, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
What's up?
We're here. We have a bunch of trainees, which is very exciting. The first song you heard was The Perfect Crime, number 2, by The Decemberists, which was a request from a listener. Shout out.
Thanks so much for listening.
Yeah.
And if you're listening to the show and you're not that person, you can also call in at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. So yeah, if you have any requests, call in.
Yeah, or if you have us on social media, text us. Also an option.
Social media?
I don't know, like Instagram or something. Anyway, yeah, so we're out here. We're going to play some more tunes. We have a lot of visitors. You guys all want to go around and introduce yourselves, say your name, I don't know, whatever else you want. Maybe your like favorite song of the week or something.
Ooh. Starting from you and going.
All right, I'm Yuli Wintel. I'm a freshman, and my favorite song of the week is probably City Club by the Growlers.
Cool.
I'm Diego Greasy. I'm a freshman, and my favorite song of the week is The Grind and the Hustle by Drulu.
My name's Solomon. I'm a freshman. I'd say my song of the week is Chamber of Reflection by Mac DeMarco.
My name is Annabelle Mead. I'm also a freshman, and my song of the week is Kombucha by the Winnetka Bowling League.
I'm Maggie. I am also a freshman, and I think my song of the week is Habit by Still Lucy.
Ooh, nice. That's a good song.
What about you, Luke?
I'm Luke Bricchetti. I'm a senior. And my song of the week, or actually my album of the week, is the new Sturgill Simpson album, Sound and Fury. It's actually really good. A little bit different from most of his country stuff. And I really like it. And our trainees seem like cool, talented young people. And I'm excited that they're going to be a part of the station.
Who are you?
Very exciting. I'm Lily, otherwise known as DJ Lil Q. someone else suggested that my DJ name should be Liliana.
Liliana. That's actually really good. That's
Maybe my new DJ name will be DJ Liliana. I like that. Shout out Ollie if you're listening. come through the station. Okay, so we're gonna get back to the tunes. Luke's gonna surprise us with what we have next. Go for it.
so act like you ain't freaking out. I'm so tired on my sleepy brown. Never got the time to write my feelings down. We just working, we just living now. Something in the air got me singing about how I'm never there when it's working out. And why you never care is only hurting now.
Quieren tirar a la mala y me pueden tirar. La envidia de ustedes no lo va a dejar progresar. Si usted quiere, manito, pues entonces pues ruede pa' allá. Ruede pa' allá. Que yo prendí, 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 que yo prendí, 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 prendí,
pana, tú tienes fama. Te envidia el otro cuando se busca su lana.
Por eso yo prendí, 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 que yo prendí, 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 prendí.
No te pongas puto que ya tú fuiste a la escuela. Ando con el lírico, tú sabes, Marianela. Te vamos a dar una pela con tu misma correa. Mejor que tú te males donde yo no te vea. Un botellazo pa' todo el mundazo, yo soy rico. Por eso te puedo buscar un caso. Ahora me caso, me vine dando la tazo. Respete los rangos, ustedes lo que son es raza.
Emma, el loco usted tiene mucha. Emma, el loco usted me tiene a mí. Emma, ¿cuál es tu envidia? Emma, por eso yo.
Prendí, 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 prendí.
La calle rula y explotando y gatando. Y tu jeva está mirando. Cuando le freno, ella sabe ya lo que yo ando. Por eso se la pasa llamando. Yo conozco la calle y los tigres del barrio me conocen. Por eso me busqué y tengo llenito mi closet. Tú no tienes cojones pa' conmigo, choca voces. Ven, párate de frente, quiero ver como tú doce. Desde los confines del espacio, soltando proyectiles mientras que tú estás metido en un gimnasio. A mí no me hables de palacio, que tú estás hablando mucho. Te va a pasar como el difunto Horacio.
Ana, tú tienes fama. Envidia el otro cuando se busca su lana. Ana, tú tienes fama. Envidia el otro cuando se busca su lana.
Por eso yo prendí, 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 que yo prendí, 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 prendí. Lírico en la casa, lírico en la casa,
DJ la zona, controlando la zona.
Prende ahí.
Gran velero, récord, nada, la récord. RJ, los caballeros del sonido. Rudy Castillo,
el mayor clásico.
Lírico en la casa,
andamos prendiendo.
Lo andamos en banda para el prójimo. Nosotros nada más hacemos bulto cuando no encontramos la maleta. Domingo promoción.
school, all right. JPEG.
Used to cut the rock with no glove on, shove on, but a black developer love Jones. The reason why your hoe got the rug burns. It's no limit, call me Mr. Sober. Work all day to the work gone. Talking back in the day when I had a chunk phone. My nigga made a wrong turn, got flipped in the zone. Had to say I was a smoker just so I can go home. Every day another episode. Just trying to hit a beat like a stethoscope. Like my bass line's thick, like a Texas hoe. It was written, but the signature ain't legible. Drink so much, I can drown a fish on some other shit. A demon on the hunt, but a sucker bitch. Why you want some cuddle shit? Hit it, then fuck a bitch. I don't think you know who you're fucking with. Two tears in the bucket, fuck it. I don't care about nothing, nothing. Two tears in the bucket, fuck it. I don't care about nothing.
Nothing. Danny's dangerous. Runner jewels is chaos and arrangement. Shit'll give your fuck face a facelift. Papa did the triple Lindsay flip when it came hit. Mama never met a bottle that she couldn't drain quick. Ayy, stuck in a rule, move the fuck shit approaching. Like we believe in nothing, Lebowski, there's no motive. I pop along trying to get bags, like fuck all of them. Death is on my couch and I'm telling them jokes, stalling them. Plus I offer one of my smokes, he smoke all of them. True doom, eat up your crew like food. Say the name, it's like you're praying for pain. We too rude. Got a brain, you gon' move it or lose it, you screwed. I'm profane, it's deranged and it's sick, real shit. If I'm correct, the really cool kids probably calling it lit. Call it shit that I am culling for my brain with a switch. Hold my beer, I'm about to go and get rich. Motherfuckers, three tears in a bucket. Fuck it. I don't care about nothing, nothing. Three tears in a bucket, fuck it. I don't care about nothing, nothing. Hold up.
I don't give a fuck about Trump, who got dumb, who protesting collections at their garbage dump. And I don't really give a fuck about giving a fuck, and who feels the black celebrities ain't giving enough. Give them the dick, fat slick son of a bitch, better than you are. What you are is the son of a whore. My dad told me that your mom was something mean on her knees, but thank God we ain't related, cause she swallowed the seeds. Happy belated, I'm elated to know we ain't related. So tell your special kids, stop saying Auntie Shade of my lady. I sip on fine wines, fine dine with dimes and nines. I got an Einstein mind and I still toe iron. I'm a P-I-M-P in my own rhyme. Space age gorilla pimping out the cage with mine.
Would you steal for me, nigga?
If it's goddamn mine.
Would you kill for me, nigga?
Bitch, you out your goddamn mind. And that's goddamn right, I'm goddamn Mike. When in the end, like Tina did goddamn Ike. Three tears in a bucket, fuck it. I don't care about nothing, nothing.
Three tears in a bucket, fuck it. I don't care about nothing, nothing. Hold
up. Three tears in a bucket, fuck it. I don't care about nothing, nothing. Bucket, fuck it. I don't care about nothing, nothing. Three tears in a bucket, fuck it. I don't care about nothing, nothing.
Yo, we're back.
I fade.
Yeah. Faded out. We're here training. Anyone want to read off the songs that we just played from the monitor? Tell the people what they just listened to. If it's a little blocked, but someone wants to clear the
crane. Oh yeah, why don't we pull the computer back over here?
Let's. Yeah. So what did we listen to?
All of our songs.
Right now, you're listening to the sound of Lily trying to move the computer monitor so people can see it.
Wait,
it's dangerous.
Oh,
well done.
Okay, and then try pushing it.
Hello,
y'all. I hope you're having a nice night.
Yeah, so this is really entertaining.
If you were watching,
but this is radio, so you can't see. okay. What did we listen to? A trainee, some trainee, to read.
Go for it.
From the
artist and then the song.
From the Sturgill Simpson song Up.
Yeah.
we were listening to Remember to Breathe by Sturgill Simpson. And next up, we got a few songs for you guys. Drip by The Marías and Triathlon.
There you go.
Prendi featuring El Mayor Clásico. Artist Lirico en la Casa. I don't know, Spanish vibe tonight. Wow. Yeah. And then we got the not the final song, but another song called Three Tears. Featuring Run the Jewels by Danny Brown.
There you go.
You have an incredibly soothing voice, Solomon.
Wow.
That's incredibly soothing.
You're going to, you know, you got potential, kid. You got potential.
Thanks, boss.
So we're here on 91.5 WMFO, and another trainee has something to tell all of you, something very important.
What I've been elected to read a PSA about covering your computer camera. Do you have a computer with a webcam? Do you use it?
Yeah.
Not all the time. So why don't you cover it up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. This has been a message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Wow. Wow, thanks, we got guys. Such talented people here. It's gonna be such a great semester at WMFO because of all our great trainees. We have anything else to say? You been following the MLB playoffs?
Anyone have thoughts on anything?
What's going on in your guys' lives? Anything cool? Talk. What's going on? What's happening? What's happening?
Yeah. Like, okay. So, hi. I was up till 4 last night making a mixtape for a friend.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What were you doing on the mixtape?
Hmm?
What were you doing on the mixtape?
Like what songs and stuff?
Or like you said you were making a mixtape. Like yeah. Oh, you mean you were like. I collected music
and then nice. Like compiled it all together and like.
Gotcha. I thought you were like producing someone's mixtape.
No, I mean those are my Wednesdays.
Right.
Or wait, that was Wednesday. Never mind, that joke failed. But anyway, yeah, I was up really late doing that, and then Thursday is my biggest day, and then the mixtape was for a friend whose birthday was today. I went there to their dinner tonight, and then like skirted over here as fast as I possibly could to get here on time. So I'm.
Sounds really, like you're a really good friend.
I'm an average friend unless you like music. Then I'm a pretty good friend. Like,
nice.
Yeah. But.
What's going on with you guys? Anything fun? Cool.
Last night, Maggie and I made brownies. We're also roommates. There are two sets of roommates.
Oh my god! Sounds like we got freshmen here.
It's our only ability to make friends. Our only option.
It is true. Where do you guys live? In a not creepy way.
We are in Bush, so.
Ooh, that sucks. Well, actually, no, Bush is nice now.
Bush is really
oh my god.
Really nice.
Bush
right.
is good now. Yeah,
so I lived in Houston freshman year, which I think is. I haven't been there in a while.
That's all three of us.
It was the worst.
No,
oh my god.
It is now the best.
It is now really, really good.
It was so terrible.
It's not the best. I actually think Bush is nicer than Houston.
You guys, I mean, that's like serious first world problems because when we lived there, it had not been renovated since like the 60s, yeah. And that's not even a joke. Like because my
you live in the same room.
Yeah, well, my friend who I live with now, his parents also went to Tufts, and they went here in the 70s, and he lived in Houston, and they also lived in Houston, and they said it was the exact same.
Oh no!
So it literally hadn't been changed in 40 years.
What floor?
First floor. Room 101.
No, we're top dogs.
Yeah,
top dogs.
Fourth floor.
At least you're not basement. Basement's bad.
There are cockroaches in the basement.
Yeah, there's basement cockroaches on the first floor too.
Still.
First floor cockroaches. Me and my roommate made a game out of it, where we like made like a little like tally of like how many cockroaches we killed, and it was a competition. And I think we made like a $10 bet on who could kill more cockroaches.
Pretty hard to kill. They're kind of invincible.
Oh, they're really hard. Yeah. We used a flip flop technique. Flip flops were the way to do it as a fly swatter.
Really smart.
Yeah. So we used our little shower slides or whatever.
I thought you had to like.
No, flip flops are enough. Yeah, at least they immobilize them, and then you can, you know, you can get it done. But my roommate had like a lot of like little like tricks and like natural remedies that his like mom would give him. So he would like one day he shows up with like a bunch like 100 bags of bay leaves, and I'm like, what are you doing? And he starts hanging bay leaves all over our room. He's like, it'll make them leave, and it did not work at all. But. We're gonna get back to the music?
Yeah, let's get back to the music. So,
anything else anyone wants to say? No? Okay.
I don't think so.
That's fine.
So you can turn on.
This music has a really long intro. The song is long intro,
nice.
So just bear with me.
Dope. That sounds good. Talk to you guys soon.
And then turn these off by pressing the bottom button.
Bye.
have stories. I'm too drunk to walk. And the less we talk, the more I know I need you here. Sometimes things seem so unclear. I will whisk them away. And everything that you hold dear, I will keep them at bay. We could lay in bed all day.
Hello, hello. We have some callers here at the station. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves? Callers? Okay. I can't hear them, so I think that maybe it didn't work. But hopefully next time we'll figure out how to answer phone calls. But anyway, you just heard a couple different songs. You heard Clementine Bar by Parker Clone, Maga Weir by, I'm so sorry I'm butchering this.
By Mashrua Leila.
Oh, there we go. That was very nicely pronounced. Cool. So.
And the song you're hearing in the background right now is Fastest Horse in Town by Sturgill Simpson off his new album Sound and Fury. It's a really good album. You should all listen to it if you like that kind of thing. And it's good. And
are they hearing it in the background?
No. But they were.
They aren't hearing it in the background. I'm sorry. But soon,
I turned it off.
Soon you'll hear it again, maybe. Yeah, we've been training some people. We clearly need to show them how to use the phones. Seems like something that's important.
Oh my god.
And sorry to the callers who wanted to be on air, but we thank you so much for calling in.
All right, so we're receiving another call. Look at this.
Wow.
Oh,
this
wow.
This is amazing. All right. Trainees, take notes.
All right,
she literally knows how to do this.
Hello, are you guys there?
Yeah, it's the same guy.
Oh, sick. Love to see it. Welcome.
Are we live on air? I can't really hear.
Welcome.
Yeah, we've got a question for you guys.
Okay, ask away. We can hear you.
Okay. Would you rather spend 2 years in prison or eat 5,000 peeps in a day? Or 3 days?
All right. 2,000
peeps?
Peeps? 2,000 peeps or 2 years in prison?
Yeah.
Prison.
No, 5,000.
Prison.
5, yeah.
Prison.
Yeah, prison.
Prison. Prison.
How long do you have to eat the peeps?
Very important question.
Like, do you know what that many peeps will do to your system? No. It will destroy your system, bro.
Dude, you know what 2 years of prison will do to your system?
I'm taking the peeps, man.
I think prison would destroy it slightly less actually than many peeps.
Well, can you eat peeps over like a year?
Yeah, 2,000 peeps over like the span of your life really isn't that many.
I thought he said 3 days.
Oh, he said 3 days? Never mind, prison.
Yeah.
I would eat 2,000 peeps over the span of my life.
You think you could do the peeps?
Yes. Yeah. I would melt them down and like drink
and just
it.
Just drink it?
Gross.
It'd be really
that's
hot.
Gross. That's really gross.
I would just like sit around, do nothing but eat peeps. 3 days would be bad. I'm like need 2 years of my life to not
you
be
would,
prison.
You would have peeps withdrawals when you were done though. For like a week.
I think I would just like have a bad month and be fine.
I'm not gonna cap here. I have no idea what peeps are.
They're like marshmallow birds. Yeah, they're marshmallow birds. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
They're gross.
I think they're bunnies.
No, they can be bunnies. They do bunnies for Easter.
Yeah.
But
oh, really?
Peeps are.
I've actually never had a peep.
Birds.
They're disgusting. They're literally the grossest.
They're just a giant marshmallow.
Okay, callers, what would you guys answer this question?
I think that I would definitely go with the peeps. I'm not spending 2 years in jail.
Yes.
Wait, I got my friend Kermit here with me. Kermit, what do you think? Kermit the Frog here. Do the jail time
because
he cannot eat peeps.
Kermit, can I just say like you're actually one of my childhood heroes? So this is an honor.
No problem, buddy.
Can you sing Rainbow Connection for us?
And one day we'll find it. That's it. I don't remember the rest of the words.
The Rainbow Connection.
Hey, it's been a while, buddy.
The lovers, the dreamers,
yeah,
and me.
I know. I have no clue what's going on.
I know all the words. You want me to just read them to you?
How about you sing it?
I can't do the Kermit voice.
Kermit wants to hear you sing it.
Alright. Cool. Thank you guys so much for calling in. If anyone else would like to call in, the number is 855-915-9636.
You guys can't call in again.
Thank you, Kermit, and our other
friend Chewbacca is here.
Chewbacca. Wow. Great. I love it. Okay. Have a nice night, everyone. We'll talk to you later. We're going to go back with
have
some...
Have a wonderful night.
Thanks.
Thanks, Kermit.
Good night.
Thanks, Kermit.
I love you.
All right. It's just us here in the station now. We had some wonderful callers. And we're going to go back to Sturgill Simpson right now.
Channel and ask our esteemed panel why we lie.
how they replied. You're what happens when two substances collide. And by all accounts, you really should have died.
This is still WMFO Medford. WMFO Medford. And we are signing off for the night. I'm a trainee, which is why I sound nervous.
You're doing awesome.
Thank you.
Why don't we have all of you guys go around and tell us one thing you learned today?
All right.
Or not. How about we don't do that? Because everyone looked at me like I was the worst person in the world and like you wanted to kill me. So I'm going to leave. And you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Show.
B&H Family Radio Show, baby. On Tusk Freeform Radio. And that's what we're doing. And we played a bunch of music. What music did you play? Do you want to tell us?
Starting from where?
I'm not sure.
Sorrel Simpson. We listened to Sturgill Simpson, Fastest Horse in Town, and Andrew Bird's A Nervous Tick Motion of the Head to the Left. So, yeah.
Sweet.
Great.
So we'll be back next week with our trainees, and they're going to be
getting even better at being on the radio, and it's going to be a great time. We're going to be better at answering phones. Thank you to the caller who called in.
Yeah.
And we hope.
Shout out Kermit.
Shout out Kermit, shout out Chewbacca. I think I wasn't listening.
Yeah, that was Chewbacca. So
yeah, we'll talk to you guys later, and we're gonna hit you with a little sign off song.
Lucas and John, I think their names are.
Lucas and John.
That sounds good.
Thanks, guys. So we're gonna play a little sign off song, and we'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Play closing time for our sign off song.
Can't move on, baby doll. Waiting on calls, flipping through stations. I'm outclassed and it's outrageous. I'll take it all, baby doll. Whatever's been weighing you down. Find me on Miami concrete, looking for somebody different, cause my daddy was a pimp. My mama had issues, but I miss it anyway. Oh, baby, don't. Please don't call me for the wrong reason. We both know exactly what I'm thinking. Weeks pass and I never grow tired, cause I never said never and I barely ever lie. I'm on the road to an original place and out of space. I didn't make it up, but you can't find it on the phone or a globe. And I can take it with me if you really wanna go. Oh, baby. So I can't move on. I can't move on.